unfortunately we're missing the two cup tied lads, Paddy McCarthy and Chris O'Grady. Apart from that, it'll be pretty much the same as Saturday. Stephen Stugall's got an outside chance, but we'll see how he is tomorrow.
Yeah, guess it throws you a bit of a spanner in the works, doesn't it, with those two players missing?
It does. You know, Chris Basham will probably go back to centre-half, or Harrison McGee. That's not too much of a problem, but I thought Chris's performance on Saturday, for his first full 90 minutes for quite some time, he was very impressive.
So Scougal then, you say he's got a slight outside chance, possibly?
Yeah, it's one of those. We'll leave him right up until the end, but you know, he's struggling with his knee of late, and we've got an important 5 months of the season coming up. As important as tomorrow night is, the last thing we want to do is to risk him and then him be out for a considerable amount of time.
Yeah, it's a fine balance, isn't it, I suppose? You want to progress in the cup, you want him to be in there to have that impact, but then again, you've got to look at the bigger picture.
We have, yeah, and that's one of the most difficult things, getting that balance right.
How's Lewis Reed looking then?
Yeah, he's okay. Just he played in the under-21s last Monday, a week ago, and they went to extra time, so he played 120 minutes. So he just felt his hamstring a bit last week. So we rested him Saturday, but he'll be back in the 18.
I mean, such a young player as well, it's about that balance again, isn't it, I suppose? You don't want to risk them.
No, you know, we've got a young lad who's just 17, and he's been involved in just about every first-team game. I think it's unrealistic to expect him to be involved, you know, in every squad between now and the end of the season.
Kieran Wallace played at the weekend, impressed at the weekend as well. Did he surprise you with his performance?
No, that's what we've seen of him since he's come in training. There's very few players that come from a few leagues below and just go straight into training with the first team and don't look out of place. He's done that, Che Adams has done that. I think it's a testament to the work that was done with him at Ilkeston as well, but also the way that they've adapted and how the other players have accepted them as well.
Could you throw him into a game like this tomorrow night, do you think?
Yeah, we could do. He's in there with a shout. Somebody's going to have to play, because for a few midfielders down, if Scoobs doesn't make it, you know, James Wallace out and everything. So somebody's going to have to fill that midfield.
What a turn of events that would be for him, though. Ilkeston just a couple of months ago, and then possibly turning out against Premier League side Southampton.
Just to be in the 18 for him and Che, I said that to him coming back on the bus, you know. You've got to pinch yourself, really, to be, you know, a few weeks ago, you know, playing for Ilkeston and now in a League Cup quarter-final. It's incredible stuff for them.
Could it be the making of players like that, though? You can see whether they sink or swim, for want of a better term.
I think we saw enough in Kieran Wallace to suggest that on Saturday, say, to come in and make your debut at a tough place like Fleetwood in those conditions. I think you see enough of his temperament and his ability straight away in that. Che has probably shown a bit more in training than Kieran has, but we just haven't had the opportunity to get him on yet. And he was a bit peeved, I think, that his mate got on and made his debut before he did, because Kieran came in later and everything. But, you know, it might be that Che gets on tomorrow night.
I guess they'll drive each other on, though, won't they, if that is the case, if, like you say, he was a little bit annoyed.
You hope so, in the nice way. Yeah. I think he was delighted for Kieran, and if Che had been in a different position, I think, in the last couple of weeks, then he would have certainly been on. But yeah, that's the idea, you know, they're good friends as well. I think it's helped them both coming together.
So here at Bramall Lane then, it's a nice tasty little tie, this one.
It is, yeah. I think Southampton being, well, prior to Saturday, in the top four of the Premier League, I think the quality that they possess has surprised everybody this season. They lost a few players in the summer, I think, but they've replaced them with equally as good, if not better, players.
How much of an impact does Bramall Lane have, do you think, on ties like this?
If we've got any chance at all, this is the big factor. 20-odd thousand people. We know the atmosphere is special under the floodlights as well. We hope it's going to be a memorable cup night, but it plays a massive part in it. You reverse the fixture and you're going down to Southampton, and you'd say you've almost got no chance at all. Here, despite the opposition, you feel as though you've got a chance.
And you've had that impact from last season as well, haven't you? You've seen that in the cup run.
Yeah, I have, yeah. You know, when we managed to get past the teams that we did, you know, here, the Charlton Forest games were great games, and even the Fulham one, when we're down to 10 men for such a long period of the game, to get a positive result out of that one. Yeah, they play a massive part.
How much do you think that run last season is having an impact on your cup form this season?
I think it's been a carryover this season in cup competitions. We know that our aim is promotion, try and get in the top two. So that means that every point we're fighting for, you know, it's precious, and it's under pressure as well. So I think the cup games gives a little bit of a release from that. And I think we play with a bit more freedom, knowing that our aim is promotion. Let's go and enjoy the cups.
Yeah, is it nice to have that different mentality then? I know when we've spoken to you before, you said you start every game with a point, and you don't want to lose that point. You don't start with a point in a cup game.
No, you don't. You start with maybe a replay and things, but I don't think it's a conscious thing. I just think we go a little bit more relaxed into cup games, knowing that, you know, especially the draws that we've had, away to West Ham, away to Warren, away to MK Dons, you know, if you do get done, there's no disgrace there. We want to get through, and it'll be the same tomorrow night.
Is that something that you felt when you were a player as well, back in the day when you were playing and playing your trade, that when you had these cup games, it was a different mentality?
It was, yeah, because also you knew, well, we had an unbelievable run at Forest in the League Cup as well, and you knew that it was a realistic competition to win for us then in that league. You know, we're in the last eight of this one, so it's going to be a big stretch, but there's only eight, you know, another seven teams left in the competition, and we're three games from Wembley again.
Yeah, is it a realistic cup to win, do you think?
Well, it's, you know, Bradford showed, I think, that it's not impossible. You know, is it a League Two side to get to the final? So I think that gave everybody a lot of optimism a couple of seasons ago.
You've already beaten a side that's in the top four of the Premier League at the moment in West Ham as well. What do you take from that coming into this?
Well, they weren't in the top four at the time. So I think West Ham are a totally different proposition now. It just goes to show when you do play teams, it does matter in a season. We're not sure if it's a good or a bad time to play Southampton. We'll not be able to let you know that until about 9:30 tomorrow night.
But I suppose you're hitting them, a side that are out of form. I mentioned it to Matt Howard, he said, yeah, but look at the teams that they've played.
I know, that's the thing. They're, you know, they've played some, you know, the Man U's and the Man City's and everything, and they've been more than in these games as well. From the reports we've had, they're not doing anything different now than they were when they were winning games, and we know that ourselves. We've played better at times, certainly in the MK Dons game here and one or two others. We've played better at times, and we've got nothing from the game. So we can't read too much into the last few results.
What's going to be key to beating Southampton, do you think, then?
I think not giving anything away early. Try and not let them settle. I think then the longer we go into the game, I think we grow into a bit of confidence. I think Southampton, we're looking for an early goal, and we have to protect against that.
Are they beatable?
Yeah, every team's beatable in the league. And on your day, every team, in a one-off cup game, every team's beatable. It'll take a set of circumstances all to go in our favour, in terms of them having a little bit of an off day, us playing particularly well, and a break as well, which we think we're about due on.
Every player will want to feature in this game. We know they want to feature in every game, don't we? But this is a quarter final of a League Cup with a chance to get a place in the semi final. They must all be banging on your door.
Yeah, well, the 18 pretty much fix itself if Scoobs isn't, you know, available. So that's all we've got to go with. So they're all going to be involved with the chance of getting on, which is good. We've just got to try and get the balance right of the starting 11.
The fact that they're bringing 4,000 fans as well, I think it is, does that help as well, do you think, for in terms of the atmosphere it'll create here?
Oh, definitely. You know, and people talk about, you know, clubs devaluing cup competitions and all that. Well, it's not devalued with our supporters, and it's certainly not with Southampton's, to bring between 4,000 and 5,000 on a Tuesday night. I think it's a brilliant effort by them, and it will certainly add to the atmosphere. It always does when you get a good away support. I think it drives our fans on.
And this cup competition for you is a special one as well, isn't it? Two-time winner?
Yeah, we had a great spell. I think we're unbeaten for nearly 3 years in it as well. So, yeah, it's been kind to us over the years. And you can't remember, it's Wembley and then Europe after that.
And as well, looking at it, it's a chance for a semi-final over two legs against, okay, like you've said, there's only seven other sides in the mix. We don't know who they are as of yet in terms of who you might face. But it's two legs, and then it's a chance to play at Wembley.
That's the incentive, you know. As tough as it's going to be, that has to be the thing that drives us forward and say, come on, we're only 90 minutes or 120 away from getting through. Anything can happen from there.
What will you say to the side before they walk out there then tomorrow night?
And to relax. Let's not give anything away. Don't do anything daft early on. And let's just let the game settle down, see if we can get a foothold in the game, first of all. So the first, I think, 15-20 minutes is going to be very important.
A lot of it's about mentality, isn't it, in games like this?
Yeah, and I think we've had a good mentality when we've gone to played the bigger clubs. I think that's been one of our strengths. So don't worry too much about that. I hope we're not too nervous, too eager, and things like that. It's teams like this, you pay them a little bit of respect because you're aware of what they can do, but not too much.
They've got so much talent all over the team, though, haven't they? They've got players. You look at the defence and how dangerous they can be when they're on the front foot as well.
That's without any forwards, yeah. Yeah. The two fullbacks are as good attacking fullbacks as are in the Premier League, probably.
In terms of the game coming up for the weekend as well, you've obviously got league fixtures on the way as well, haven't you? But this one, you have to put full focus on this, don't you? I know it's a cliche of every game as it comes, but you have to put full focus on this, don't you? Yep. You can't think about the weekend.
No, not at all. The team will be picked irrespective of the weekend. So, you know, Saturday will be more important when the 3 points, but this is a quarter final, and everybody who's fit will put our best possible side out there.
You still get that buzz, still get that excitement at this stage of a cup?
Definitely. But I think that comes from the supporters and everything from them, you know, getting through. I think that was evident after the game at MK Dons. We knew we'd reached the quarter finals, and that was an incredible achievement.